الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Firstly, this was our last namaz in this year of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala accept, and all our namazes may Allah accept, and all may Allah forgive all our shortcomings. And Allah Ta'ala make this Ramadan, every Ramadan, every day, even out of Ramadan, Ramadan is more particular, means that we come closer to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah save us from becoming distant further away from Him. As far as shukr is concerned, we explained a few things, but a few very important got left out. One was our imams that made imamate for us. Allah reward them tremendously. That the whole Quran Sharif and correct reading, mashallah. And normally it is that our reading is not up to what it should be. But at least we get the opportunity in Ramadan to listen to one Quran Sharif by, so to say, experts in the field. And mashallah, every aspect is done so well. So Allah Ta'ala reward them tremendously. And Allah reward them also, reward our elders also. They have brought this tradition that Taraweeh, as far as I know, wherever it is performed, nobody takes any salary, wages, any compensation for it. We hear about other places, but alhamdulillah, in our circles, Allah Ta'ala save us from this. Also from that, we're just digressing a little, but we knew always that for bayans also, that there is no pay for it. But unfortunately, we come to hear of people who stipulate enormous amounts for bayans, etc. also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. One, what we heard during the course, that one great alim was asked, how come your bayans have got so much effect on the people? So he said that I always make this niyat that they must become better than me. So by the barakat of that, and there are quite a few niyats that we should make. Allah give us all tawfiq before we make bayan or something. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So one is for the ustads, for the imams who relate the Taraweeh namaz, and we all got the opportunity, and it was just a matter of listening. In that, Allah Ta'ala, as we have heard from of the Buzurgani Deen of the past, that they should make tawbah for the whatever shortcomings. So in future, if any of us, we delayed to join the Jamaat, laziness comes, and then when just the imam is going into ruku, then a person joins. That happens of people standing at the back. So Allah save us from that also, inshallah. Then they read the, in which qiraat? We had a, before also in some other qiraat also. Which other qiraat? Every year. We have, I don't think of Qari Ghulam Hussein Bismillah, he's here, but mashallah, he's an optician, but mashallah, his Quran Sharif, he performed Taraweeh in the masjid also, 1 or 2 years, mashallah, he knows it very well, and his love for the Quran Sharif is also so great, and the 7 famous qiraats of the Quran Sharif, I think he masters them also. So every year he reads in a different qiraat, which is really something really a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Because just any hafiz will know that to make Taraweeh, you have to concentrate so much that which word, where, mutashabihat, there are so many, all that you have to concentrate. Yeah, with the qiraat, you have to do your hips also, you have to be concentrating. That must be also correct. And what that qiraat is. And if a person knows one qiraat like ours, all is hafs, the qiraat of hafs. So we don't even have to think anything. It's just what is normally and what we all accept. But if you read in it, if you know Hafs, and your qiraat is basically qiraat of Hafs, and you read in another qiraat, it's not an easy job to know everywhere how that qiraat is. But mashallah, this year also in the madrasa, they completed the whole Quran Sharif in the qiraat of Khalaf. May Allah Ta'ala accept that also, inshallah. And may Allah Ta'ala make us all more ardent lovers of Quran Sharif and the science of the Quran Sharif, which is unlimited. May Allah Ta'ala let us engage more and more in it. Allah give us all tawfiq and that shock and that love of Quran Sharif. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us. From there, at least for us to carry on reading now. That we read, alhamdulillah, Masatis made lot of khatams, inshallah. Any idea, Mani Musa, from the list? Inshallah. But mashallah, there are some satis who make one khatam a day also. So Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Whatever, but now let it won't be at that level, of course, after Ramadan. Ramadan is the month of Quran Sharif. So we will read more Quran Sharif. Now we will be engaged in other things, but doesn't mean Quran Sharif comes to zero. That we should keep on reading, inshallah. Allah give us all tawfiq. And we try and improve our reading also, concentration, etc. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Then, of course, there were brothers that went for Umrah also. And like in Umrah, then that is that environment. Like in the Khanqah is the environment which is here. And with all the kitabs being read, and the Quran Sharif is being highlighted all the time. Every day, the different kitabs. And then, with regard to the ibadat at night, etc. And the satis, Allah reward everyone. What environment they created. Now we see, all are still here, those are in itikaf. We can't go before Maghrib. But just all the tents are down. And it's a feeling of emptiness already. And now when all are going, and we will be left alone here, then we feel so empty without all the satis, the beauty that was here. And the ibadat of the night, etc., which the satis engaged in, and it creates that environment. So Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, mashallah, Umrah environment, Ziyarat of Nabi, alayhi salatu wassalam. And there also, Allah Ta'ala reward the brothers, what ibadat they do, even in the Haramain Sharifain. There are so many brothers who make so much ibadat, the different types of ibadat. May Allah Ta'ala reward them also tremendously. We heard of one young boy, Hafiz the Quran. So the rest of the family, perhaps nobody got the app to go into the Rozai Mubarak, but he got his. Then after they asked him, he said he made lot of dua before he made the application. And then afterwards, I think, how much time they give you there, normally? Not long, but he had a full hour. And I was surprised at how he got a full hour. So he said that, I just remained in sajda all the time. So when they saw he's in sajda, they didn't, and he was making du'as all the time. Otherwise, once a year, you get a person gets a permission, and for 1 hour, and so as a young boy, and otherwise to be in sajda for 1 hour and to be making du'as, so mashallah, like that, many people, how many people they went and they excelled, alhamdulillah. Then, of course, there were brothers, mashallah, plenty who went out in Jamaat. Very, very Mubarak also. And in the month of Ramadan, to go in Jamaat also, mashallah, how wonderful. And if we see that the Battle of Badr took place in Ramadan, and there are many expeditions and jihad also in Ramadan. And here also we saw with our satis who came from, who traveled for 30 hours or so. But they kept their rozas. And this was the nature. And this pulls the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala reward them. And of the satis who are here for itikaf, especially what comes to my heart, Allah knows best, our brother Hussein Mia of Binoni, mashallah. He's not well also, But mashallah, every, he stands for the namaz. And then after the 2 rakats, he has to sit on the chair after 4 rakats. And then he goes and sit on the chair, etc. But whole Taraweeh, mashallah. And others also that we don't know about. Then old people, like my son, mashallah. So Allah Ta'ala accept us all. And those who went in Jamaat also, Allah accept everyone. And our niyat, make it that every Ramzan we're going to improve. Whether we are here next Ramzan, we are not here. And also commonly we say, all the mistakes we saw here, or anyone had some little problem, tell those problems to us. And what we benefited, tell it to other people. So that inshallah, Allah, if Allah wishes, other people also can come. And Allah reward those people who were not seen in the front, who were making the khidmat all the time. And there were quite a few brothers that what khidmat. One of our brothers, his wife was not, our family wasn't well at all, and quite serious also, but still stayed on. And he is staying and making the khidmat all the time. May Allah give shifa, complete shifa to all the ill people. There are so many people who are ill. And of course, we must not forget Masjid al-Aqsa. Yeah, now that the tents are down, we feel so empty. Imagine how those people are feeling, where no etikaf for the last 10 days, no Eid namaz, no 27th night, no nothing for them, empty, empty, empty. One club that came through of the guard who is there, Muslim guard, crying and speaking of how the place is empty. And this, according to maybe in centuries it happened like this. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so our du'as must carry on, inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala accept everyone.